On the release of the video, President Trump has said he's fine with having it released, but Secretary Hegseth also said yesterday that's still being reviewed, and he raised the possibility that they can't release it because they don't want to compromise sources and methods.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, how many videos have they released to date? I'm not sure. It's like 15 or 20. They've showed the strike. It's not very hard to make sure that nothing in that video, you know, shows anything. If they showed us just the portion that we saw of those two on the boat, it's no different than any of the dozen plus videos they've already released. I mean, it seems pretty clear they don't want to release this video because they don't want people to see it, because it's very, very difficult to justify. And again, big issue here is President Trump's dragging us into a foreign conflict when we have domestic issues that we're supposed to be paying attention to, that we need to be paying attention to. It's directly contrary to the campaign that President Trump ran. And is this really about drugs, or is it about regime change in Venezuela? Are we about to go to war with Venezuela? The president has alluded to that repeatedly over the course of the last several weeks, couple months now. And that, too, I think would be very, very bad for the national security interests of our country.